You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from News Talk ZB.
The Papamoa College students. So 15-year-old Ryan Teixeira and his mate Sam Clark ended up rescuing a tourist who was barely above the choppy water. The tourist had got separated from his kayak, and Ryan joins us now. Hello, Ryan.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm very good. What happened?
Oh, just a great day out on the water, kayaking with my Aldoid class. And I just see this guy, he's just barely keeping afloat on the windy water, and no kayak, no paddle. And we instantly knew, because me and Sam were on just a double kayak together, yeah. Instantly knew, oh no, we had trouble on our hands. Yeah, so went up to the guy. He wasn't really responding to anything that we were saying. He was just floating there quietly. So I had to jump in the water, get underneath him for jet ski rescue. And had to chuck him on the kayak. Sam pulled him from the top. And we managed to get him on after a good 30 seconds of wrestling in there. Yeah, just cool. Pushing up a lot of weight in there.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool. Are you a surf lifesaver?
Yeah, I'm a surf lifeguard for Papamoa Surf Life Saving.
Great. Do you see this happen a lot?
Not really. You see it here and there, but you don't really see that out when you're out there for school, really.
Because here's the thing that I've been worried about a lot, and you get it a lot down the west coast of Auckland, the Auckland place. There's a lot of tourists who come out, they come to New Zealand, they look at the water and they think, that looks amazing. And then they go to the east coast and think, that looks amazing. And they go popping out in the water and they haven't dealt with rips and the currents and the swells that New Zealand have. And a lot of them get into trouble. And I was wondering whether this was a case as well of a tourist who did not understand the New Zealand water.
Oh, yeah. See, New Zealand water's quite a technical type of thing. You never know. It's like the weather, man. I think it's just the rough winds and the choppiness of the water that he just fell out and he just didn't know what to do. I think he was struggling a bit because he's real tired. He was panting and everything when we got there. Yeah. But, yeah, the New Zealand waters, tourists, they see a nice flat spot on the water. They reckon, oh, beautiful place to swim, but it just drags you out, really.
Dude, good work. I have to say. Now, look, of course, this was an outdoor education camp that you were on, and you risk your safety to save this drowning tourist. So the obvious question is, do you automatically pass outdoor ed?
I don't know. I have to chat to my, teacher for that one, but I hope so.
It's got to be bonus marks, man. It's got to be a pass with excellence. You saved a life.
To be honest, that's what we do. That's all we do. That's our job, really, as a lifeguard.
Spoken like a true hero. All the very best. And that is Ryan Ryan, I got to ask this question because it's a Friday. We're a bit loose today and I'm just here for one day. Your name has an X in it. Teixeira. Yeah. Can I ask you where it's from?
Brazil, because I'm half Brazilian. So.
Oh, God, you're too cool. Thank you for your time today. All the best.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.